Furries are an integral part of what it means to be Aryan. They cultivate art, entertainment, and music where culture is absent. What do you get when there are no native artists? The eternal Jew swoops in and ruins everything with his nigger music and fetishist art exhibitions. Furries are nothing new. The most Aryan civilizations to exist were openly furry. Ancient Egypt, Rome, Germany, etc. Think back to our white forefathers in ancient Egypt. They prayed to literal furries. The Giza pyramids, aka the greatest engineering feat known to man, was done from the pure dedication of folk to the furry destiny. White birth rates. The country with the highest density of furries is Germany. There are plenty of autistic, lonely women waiting for their like-minded furry husband. Ever seen a furry nigger or furry whiteback? Yeah, I didn't think so. The attraction to beautiful and cute things is the reason why Aryans are so good-looking, and dysgenic mutts are not. Most Aryans are furries in denial, fearing of unwanted persecution from their North American counterparts. To hate adorable things is to embrace your own ugliness. Perhaps it is jealousy. You may have asked yourself at least once in your life, why do white women fuck dogs? Let me ask you this. Why don't ethnic women fuck dogs? It's because white women are in need of men who can embrace the furry tradition. They lust over the inner beast, which has been lost in Western men, so they seek literal dogs. This is a genetic trait which has been passed down since the days of paganism, when men wore fursuits. It is sexual dimorphism in a sense. Women who were sexually attracted to fursuits took more dick. Are you going to return to tradition? Aryan women love a man with a dog. Not because the man has tamed another creature, but because they see the sexual potential.